Hi, Eric. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dr. Ryan, how are you?
Well, I think I'm okay, even though the sun's not out in Seattle. But how's things in your area, sir?
Hanging in, thank you.
What's on your mind, sir?
Quick question, and then a comment. Could you remind, you talked about shrinking hemorrhoids with iodine or DMSO and what was it, the flaxseed oil? Related
Yes,
situations.
you're correct. But before I get to that, I'll get to the thing that works for most people because the second one has a tiny bit of a hazard that I'll get to. And that is what's found in nearly all the health food stores is something called rutin, RUTIN. It comes in a 500 milligram. And if people use one or at the most two of those a day, one, it's very, very safe. That's important. And secondly, over time, it usually does shrink hemorrhoids, but it doesn't do it promptly. But that's called rutin. Now, getting to what the thing you specifically asked about is something I learned from doctor in San Francisco, Dr. Richard Cunyon, who has been doing natural medicine just as long as I have, if not longer. And he said that if you don't mind the intense stinging, and most people do, so I'll tell you the alternative, he says you take a couple, three drops of potassium iodide and you rub them into that hemorrhoid. And when people do that, it stings like crazy. But he says, oh, after the stinging's over, the hemorrhoid's smaller. And that's what Dr. Hep Cunyon told me. The very few people who've taken that option, that when I've relayed this and the information to follow, have said, yeah, sure it works, but I don't think I'd ever do that again. Okay, now getting to the other thing Dr. Cunyon said, he says also you can take flaxseed oil, not swallow it now, but you can put into the flaxseed oil, and how much flaxseed oil? Well, about half to three quarters of a teaspoon. You can put about 15 to 20 drops of the potassium iodide, and that doesn't sting near as much, but on the other hemorrhoid or the other hand, whichever it is, it doesn't work as rapidly as the just plain old potassium iodide, says Dr. Cunyon. And he says it stings, and you have to repeat it a number of times, but a couple of weeks and the hemorrhoid shrinks. So those are Dr. Cunyon's two options. I tell people about them. Very few people take the hyper-stinging option. A lot of people try the rutin first, and it does work, but it takes a while to work. And then lastly, there's the flaxseed oil with the drops of potassium iodide in it. And that stings a little, and it works a little. It definitely works quicker than the rutin. I've had very few people tell me that looking at both those options, that they haven't gotten any results at all. Most of the time, it works.
And on the potassium iodide is the Lugol's or the SSKI?
Okay, it's the SSKI, which is also sold under the name of Bernard's solution, and that's just because Bernard Courtois was actually the discoverer of iodide and potassium iodide in, good grief, it was 1818 or something like that. So either it's called SSKI or it's called Bernard's solution. The Lugol's does have some iodide in it, but it's mostly iodine, and that doesn't do the job nearly as well. It's a very good mineral, but it doesn't do the job, this job nearly as well, I should say.
And you didn't mention DMSO within that combination. That's not part of the plan, I guess.
No, for that one, I listened to Dr. Cunyon tell us about that, passed it along to some people at work, so I didn't go to any DMSO. With some things, if we want to get the substance really penetrating, we need to use DMSO, but it's not been necessary for this one.
Okay, got it. All right, thanks so much. And the comment I wanted to share with you is see if you wanted to explore and do some investigation for yourself. Are you familiar with the iron and vitamin D toxicity information from the magnesium advocacy group?
Not from any magnesium advocacy group. I'm sorry, I haven't heard of them even. Thank you very much for mentioning them. They're online?
Okay, yeah. If you want to explore all, there's a ton of research and articles. On their website, it's gotmag, so gotmag dot org,
Oh,
gotmag dot org,
dot
and
org. Got
there is,
it.
dozens and dozens of research articles talking about the role of iron toxicity and vitamin D toxicity related aspects of things.
Well, thank you, sir. I got a good tip from a listener last time about a book called Blind Faith by someone who recovered on their very own from macular degeneration. So I've got that book on order, and I'll be sure to check this website. Thank you so much, sir. I can't hear of everything. Well, none of us can hear about everything there is, so I really appreciate the help.